T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ohio State taking on Penn State tomorrow. Oh, did I say 3:30? I'm at noon. Sorry, man. Did I mess that thing up? Let me get the right time on that. Tim May knows. Hi, Tim May from the Dispatch.
Save us, Tim May. You're
well, I said 3:30 because it should have been a 3:30 kick. It's a noon. I feel bad. I told him
no,
at 3:30.
Should have been. Well, most people think it should have been prime time.
Yes.
Prime time, but it's not. By the way, I like that that sports break there where the young lady was. Yoshinobu Yamamoto
yes.
is going for him and Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
That reminds me, I'm going to Tensuki Market as soon as I'm done with this.
Very nice.
Japanese market that has all the good things.
In Columbus?
Want.
Never been
yeah.
there.
Sushi stuff at Kenny Center. It's in the Kenny Center at Kenny Road.
I know. Yeah, there was a huge Donato's Pizza there at one point, wasn't there?
Yes.
Right there?
Yeah,
is it still there?
So. I'm going to go along and say there was just because I want to keep the
Well, no, they had that sign
going.
Like you were
I appreciate
just
you keeping this
It
moving.
Was right on the other side of 315 and it was super old school. So
yes.
you'd come up the hill, you were going to Upper Arlington right there and I don't know how you missed it. You know, it was like
Yeah.
It was like the Wonder Bread sign in Columbus too,
you
right?
You totally ruined my Japanese connection.
I mean,
my Japanese connection in the conversation had nothing to do with Donato's.
That's all right. I just told everybody kickoff is 3:30 tomorrow when it's actually noon. I keep forgetting that. I can't stand these noon games. I'm sorry. I don't mind them.
I love the noon game because there's a lot of games I want to watch tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night after I get home about 7, 6:30.
I'm not complaining about it. I don't mind it every once in a while, but you know, you got to wait until 2 weeks. But I mean, like that's the one thing that I don't like about college football. I don't like finding out the game. What is it? 10 days before sometimes. And like, okay, a noon game every once in a while is all right. But I mean, every week, come on, man.
Wait a minute. Here's what you're not being honest.
I am.
What you don't like is finding out a week to 10 days before that the kickoff's not going to be when you want it to be. So you're having a selfish take right now.
I am not.
That's okay.
I am not.
Okay. But you know what? Because the world is run on ego. The world, the power that really, really pushes the free world is all about ego. And so there's nothing wrong with you showing your ego.
All right. Thanks, Tim. That made me feel
You're
better.
You're welcome.
I feel
You're
better.
Welcome.
I'm wallowing in my mistake, though. That's why I feel bad. All right. A week
ego,
off.
Wait a minute. Ego and profit. Go ahead now.
Oh, profit's not a bad idea.
Yeah, profit's
new. A week off. I mean, there's no question. They're ready for this game tomorrow. Should I even bother asking you that question?
Well, here's the thing. It's a question you could ask both teams. That's what's cool about it.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to hear this rust thing tomorrow. You know, just it is what it is. If there's rust to be shaken off, who knows what that even means, right? But it would be rust from both teams because Penn State after getting edged by Iowa, is also had the week off to get things even more straightened out after the catastrophic developments in its program, including the firing of the head coach and the injury gone for the season to Drew Aller, their starting quarterback, the week before they played at Iowa. So it goes both ways for both teams.
What do you expect from this Iowa offense without Drew Aller being there? Because that team I watched
against Penn State.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right.
Been spending too much time.
That's right.
My brain's broken. Anyway.
Everybody needs an ombudsman. Go ahead.
That's true. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I need an undo button for most of the things that I say.
Bingo.
So what do you make out of this Penn State offense without Drew Aller at the helm?
It's going to be a run game, running game dominated. And, of course, just when you think that, they come in and throw the ball 50 times, right? But it should be with Ethan Grunkmeyer, who's basically from Olentangy High School, which is about 6 miles from where I'm standing right now. With him running the show now and stuff, he's a pretty good runner, decent thrower, pretty good runner with the ball, though. So you got to figure, and Terry Smith has even said it, their interim head coach, that they got to run the ball on Saturday, basically for two reasons. Number one, to move it, maybe, and number two, to maybe eat clock and make the game shorter. And give them more of a chance to get in the fourth quarter, of a chance to win it. So that's what I expect from them. They got two really good running backs, and we'll see if they can lean on them. Their offensive line has not been as good, maybe, as some people dominating, as some people maybe thought it would to this point. And then defensively, I'll just jump right into that. Also, their defensive front is not as dynamic as it was a year ago. So, you know, both teams are going into this game with the intent of trying to get a good solid running game going. Ohio State, you know, only had less than 100 yards rushing at Wisconsin. They've got two freshmen who are really now more than ever kind of carrying the load for them. So in Bo Jackson and Isaiah West. So I think the challenge is for both of them. But, you know, Ryan Day and Brian Hartline both proved the last time out that they will just drop back and throw it to the best wide receiver tandem in college football this year, plus a tight end, plus running backs who can catch the ball out of the backfield. So it's curious to see how both these teams approach it tomorrow offensively.
It's hard to nitpick this team. I mean, they've done so many things right, but they've given up four touchdowns all year, the defense especially.
Hey, wait, let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
They've given up four touchdowns. They've only given up five field goals.
I guess I didn't look at it that way. Yeah, I guess you're
good,
right.
That's how good the defense has been. The other team has only scored 9 times.
How does it get better?
Defensively?
Yeah.
You can always, you're always looking for a shutout, and then you're always looking for keeping the team under so many yards a game. And basically, you know, the ultimate perfect game is, or no hitter, let's put it that way,
yeah,
for a defense would be no score and no first downs.
How about no yards? Let's throw that in there.
Well,
get the triple crown.
I mean, it's hard to believe you couldn't sneak for a yard, but yeah, I mean, but in the cumulative sense, if you sack them 8 times, 10 times, it takes away from whatever yards. But I digress. Bottom line is that would be an achievement like no other I've ever seen. But there are all kinds of ways you can go, and you also know the other side is scheming, man. I mean, they got everybody's had a little bit of success offensively against Ohio State. In that first drive or that first possession, for want of another term, so that's been interesting, with the exception of maybe Washington, which had only punted twice, and then it punted the first 2 times it had the ball against Ohio State. So there you go. But yeah, defensively, just be as perfect as you could be, as marauding as you can be.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline, getting us ready for Penn State, Ohio State. You can always hear him.
When I think of marauding, the first 2 images that come to my mind are you 2 dudes.
Oh, so. Great. Yes. We're the original marauders.
I bet y'all went on Beggar's Night last night as marauders.
Wait, was Beggar's Night in Columbus last night?
Well, it was where my 2 grandsons are. That's all I care about.
Oh, man. So you know what they can do, though? And I learned this earlier in the week, that they can re-gift that chocolate tonight if they need to give it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a very poor night in Upper Arlington. And
Upper Arlington is full Snickers all the way across the board. Come on,
right? Except I was left in charge because I let my son and his wife, you know, watch them go around, and I think we had six beggars on a main road in Upper Arlington. So the weather was nasty.
Yeah, I'd go over to Grandview. I'm sure there's better candy over there. Just being honest.
No, there's not. No, people were dropping off their kids in the
of course,
in one part of
Upper Arlington. We talk about that.
Of course they do. You always bust into the nice neighborhoods.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that.
What, having a road game on Halloween?
Yeah, absolutely. Load up, kids. We're going where the big candy bars are.
Darn right.
Snickers, and not them little bitty one-bite Snickers. The big boys.
Yes, sir.
The El Grandes.
That's why
El Grandes, as they call them, in Tijuana. Yeah.
All right, what are you handing out at the house? We've already gone off the rails into here. I was going to end with this. What are you handing out?
Oh, we handed out those little bite-sized Snickers, and we never had anybody come to our house. We used to live out in the country. Now we live next to a big development, which of course you knew was going to happen with all the farm fields around us. And but they have never been able to find our yard, despite this big our house. Beggars have never found it, despite we're pretty obvious where we're located. So we're right in the corner of a roundabout. You know what I mean?
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000. Plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit /bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And the beggars go elsewhere.
But you're in Dublin then? Because everything's around about
Dublin.
No, we're
in Hilliard. Oh,
you're close.
We're not actually in Hilliard, but Hilliard now goes all the way around us. So we're in an interesting... We're in the armpit of Hilliard, I guess is what you'd call it.
Ah, Toledo. I get it. I understand it.
No.
What?
We got 4.5 acres and 2 horses, and people don't mess with us too much.
It's a good move.
What did we learn about the running game last time they played against Wisconsin and how that can get better?
Yeah. I kind of touched on that earlier for the viewers who are going, what's he asking that for again?
Yeah, no, I'm asking again because I'm still trying to figure it out.
On my podcast, I even addressed that, you know, near the end of it, is that our last Ryan, you know, how tough is it, even though it's already happened? We've already seen Bo Jackson become the primary ground gainer when it comes to running, and then also the rise of Isaiah West, another freshman, last time out against Wisconsin. They turned into the two primary running game yardage gainers. And how tough is it to finally just give in to, like, you two freshmen are going to carry the load and stuff? And like he keeps pointing out, they need all four of those guys. C.J. Donaldson, who's their touchdown maker. Remember when Archie Griffin would get that close and then he'd send Pete in?
Yes.
They'd let Pete score the touchdown out of the robust tee. Kind of like that. But
did Archie get mad over that? I think he was just happy to be out there playing.
I asked Archie about that a long time ago, and I don't remember actually what his response was. But you know Archie, man, he's one of the great individual people. Forget about being a football player ever. And he didn't seem that messed up about it. And plus, it was a sure thing. I mean, why not send the big fella through the middle, right? But the bottom line is, with these guys, we've already seen the evolution from the offense. So they are leaning more on those two freshman running backs than the two upperclassmen guys, James Peoples and C.J. Donaldson. And we'll see if that continues tomorrow. But I'm, like I said a while ago, I'm curious to see. They came out like an NFL team. Maybe, I don't know if people in Cleveland know what an NFL team actually looks like.
Oh, that hurts. Low blow. Low blow.
I mean, they do face other NFL opponents.
I mean, just because you have an NFL team in Columbus, stop.
Hey, exactly. Did I tell you, by the way, at the U.S. Open, I stayed, the hotel I stayed in this year was right across the street from PNC Park. It was the Residence Inn right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to two baseball games for the first time in a long time. And I remember going to the golf course the next day, telling one of the guys I was working with, one of the volunteers I was working with, I said, I went to Major League game last night for the first time in like 15 years since I was at a Cleveland Indians game with my younger son. And they go, wait a minute, did you go see the Pirates and the Marlins? And I went, yeah. He goes, well, that's not really a Major League baseball game. Pa-dum-punch.
Wow.
But anyway, I digress.
That's why you have the Clippers.
Yes. Great yard to watch.
Yeah, what was I even answering a minute ago?
I don't even know.
I don't
Where
know.
Was he going?
Tim,
was he talking about Halloween candy?
I got nothing.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
got nothing.
I watch that wide receiving core every week, and I'm like,
that was what I was talking about.
It's as good. I mean, it's as Tim. I hate to compare wide receiving cores from year to year at Ohio State, but. Tate Smith and Ennis could go down, and I love Ennis, and I wish I would see him more.
Oh,
I'd love
too.
To see more Ennis.
There's a guy that you could see a lot more of tomorrow, for example. But but I'm telling you, the Penn State's going to have trouble matching up with all three of those guys tomorrow, just like everybody else does. But even Penn State will have trouble if they can protect Saiyan. And by the way, I got to go to the Alabama.
How was that? South Carolina
last
week.
You didn't tell us about. What an atmosphere! Unbelievable. But I got to see Ty Simpson play, and I'm zeroing in on him a lot. And Julian Saiyan is better than Ty Simpson. I'll just say that much about him.
Hmm.
And a much better just pure thrower of the ball. So, we could really be watching something really special here with Julian Saiyan in terms of not just the season, but in terms of people who get to go to the Heisman ceremony in December. Just keep your eye on Julian Saiyan. I know that's saying keep your eye on the sun. It's hot.
Well, will Ohio State make a push for him to win the Heisman for Julian?
Here's the thing.
I think Jeremiah out there too. They should be pushing for him, right? I mean, you were the guys that went out there and made pancakes for Orlando Pace, and they were selling magnets for him. So the school's got to push somebody, right?
I got in a big discussion with Anthony Rothman.
Of course I did.
Anyway, and then Dave Biddle got a big discussion with him on the pregame show, tailgate show 2 weeks ago about that. They were talking about, Jeremiah this. And I said, guys, you got to understand, number one, Julian Saiyan's is playing on a level to this moment from an accuracy standpoint never seen in major college football. He's completing over 80% of his passes. And number two, every time Jeremiah Smith has a good game, so does Julian Saiyan.
That's true.
But every time Jeremiah Smith has an average game, but Julian Saiyan throws to Carnell Tate like a couple of weeks ago or the week before that, Julian Saiyan has a good game. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the whammy that you run into from a candidate standpoint. Is Jeremiah Smith on a par like I've never seen before at wide receiver at Ohio State? Probably so. But so Carnell Tate's right there too. But Julian saying, I've never seen a quarterback start like this at Ohio State ever. And I've been covering it for 42 seasons. And before that, I was there during the Art Schleicher years and all that kind of stuff. No one's ever come out of the gate like Julian saying.
All right, so if you're Jerry Emig, who is retiring at the end of the year, right? He's getting set to retire. Yep. Who's the great sports information director at Ohio State and a very, very good man. And they're coming to you and they're saying, well, we got to promote someone for the Heisman.
Yeah.
Well, who are you saying?
Well, I don't know. Here's the thing about Ohio State. You don't have to promote. It's self-promoting. I mean, Julian Sain was on nobody's list at the beginning of the year. Nobody's list, because he wasn't even named the starter until the very first game, the first week of the first game, or week and a half before the first game. And now he's like at the top of the list. If not, you know, I think Diego Pavia is having a hell of a year, and a couple other guys are having tremendous years. But Julian Sain is now considered in the top three, maybe number one on some boards after last week when Ty Simpson didn't look that great.
All right, so, gentlemen.
You just let it happen. Eddie George just let it happen. The only, thing, the only guy I remember them promoting was Orlando Pace when they had the pancake. Remember the pancake magnets, which I thought were great?
Yeah, I think I still have one somewhere.
I think he finished second or third in the Heisman voting that year. But, you know, he's still to this day and will continue to be the greatest offensive lineman I've ever seen play.
Oh, I thought he was just a great pancake eater in Sandusky.
No. Dude, he was making blocks. He'd make blocks. He'd pancake it and get up and make a block 30 yards down the field.
It was unbelievable.
This guy played offensive football as an offensive lineman. It was such a joy to watch. Crazy.
What were you going to say?
Still hard to believe they lost that last regular season game against Michigan that year, but in 96. But it is what it is.
Didn't somebody slip and fall on a big play there? Keep going.
Hey, I was just
going
to toss out
that. Yeah, but that – they still led the game at that point. So that's they were still up 9-7. The reason they got beat is because they didn't score a point in the second half.
Well, that's true too. You're right.
Our friends at FanDuel have Julian saying at 4-1 to win the Heisman. Fernando Mendoza the only person with higher odds. So
really,
it seems like it's striking that way.
What are we if these two ships, like one just entered Lake Superior from Duluth, and the other just came out of the Sioux Locks, but they're on a collision course. And it's Indiana and Ohio State for the first weekend in December in Indianapolis. So much could be riding on that game. It's unbelievable.
I'm here for it, buddy.
I'm going to vote for Bo Jackson. So that's just me because I'm a homer.
It's Fernando Mendoza.
Thank you. All that time in Texas paid off for you.
That's exactly right. I took Spanish, 2 years in high school and like a year or so in college, and that's still about all I could do is right there.
Okay. Yo soy, Timothy. Yo soy. Goodbye.
Yo soy, mi amigo.
Goodbye, Tim. Thank you. Tim Bay Podcast on Clay Hall. Make sure you check. Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today. 216-474-0092. I know we were just talking college football with Tim Bay again. Buckeyes at, noon tomorrow against Penn State. I don't know why I had it in my mind. That game, I think I wanted.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The game to be at 3:30. I think that's what it was. I wanted the game to be at 3:30. It's at noon. So anybody, I feel bad for even saying 3:30 before. So do you ever feel guilt like this?
Every day.
Shame, guilt,
every day.
Pressure. What's going on at LSU?
Ooh.
Can we walk down that road? Because, I mean, like, who is running the show with Brian? First of all, you read the story on ESPN, and you're like, okay, the interim athletic director, Verge Ausberry. Have you ever heard of Verge? I don't know many Verges either,
but, you know, again, this we're down in the bayou, so it's all on
a
table.
So the word is, okay, according to the story, he has full authority to hire the Tigers' next football coach. He told reporters on Friday that the search committee has already been formed to identify Brian Kelly's replacement. Ausberry was a former LSU linebacker. He's been around for 30 years. He's leading the athletic department after Scott Woodward was mutually agreed upon leaving Thursday, right? How about, like, this one? We're going to hire the best football coach that's out there. This is on ESPN. You have it?
From the governor?
Yeah, like...
I got the governor quote you want that one.
I mean, the governor is telling reporters that I don't know, explain it. Right. Woodward gets fired, the governor's saying he wasn't going to be able to do... This is where it's crazy.
All right, so let's start from the beginning. We all knew this was going to be bad when Brian Kelly rolled in about 3 or 4 years ago and did this.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family... And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Because now I'm from the South.
Now, mind you, he is from...
This is my South Bend accent.
He is from, born and raised in Massachusetts, which is very much known for being prone for his family.
Family in South Bend. I mean, like, there's North Bend, there's regular Bend, and then there's South Bend. And when you're in South Bend, home of the Fighting Irish, you can talk like Southern. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That was the first moment where we all went, oh, no, this is not going to be good.
It's bad.
So Scott Woodward was the athletic director who hired him. He was also the athletic director for Texas A&M for a while and the guy who handed Jimbo Fisher that contract as well. And for those of you who don't know, you can look up the Jimbo Fisher contract, and that way you've got something to look forward to in life and maybe shoot for in your own personal job, because that guy has two ranches now because of the amount of money that he's got from A&M. Not important. So Scott Woodward then was... going, okay, it's time to look for a new gig. There was rumor that it might be Jimbo Fisher finding his way to LSU. There might be other stuff. And then the governor of LA, because Right now, LSU does not have a president of the university. They're still in the hiring cycle of that one, trying to find a president. So the governor has stepped in and said this.
I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. And we're going to make sure that that coach is successful. And we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly. And we're going to put metrics on it. Because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country. And then leaving the taxpayers on the foot, you know, to foot the bill.
Was that from the water boy?
That is Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana.
You're sure that's not a clip from the Waterboy?
It's not from the Waterboy. Okay.
You can do it.
That is Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana. And so that was said, ornery? And Scott Woodward then looked around.
You know
around.
Why those Gators are ornery.
And then Scott Woodward looked around and went, wait, what the? I'm the athletic. I'm not picking the coach.
Right.
And so then last night, it came down that Scott Woodward is being removed as the athletic director due to mutual agreement. Because, again, if you're Scott Woodward and you're like, wait, what? The governor just set up not to hire the coach? I'm the athletic director. That's what I'm here to do. I'm supposed to hire the coach. Yeah. So now they don't have a coach. They don't have an athletic director. They don't have a president, but they do have a governor.
And they have a foosball team.
And they got themselves a football team down
foosball
there.
Foosball team.
Down there in Death Valley.
What in the world? Dude, this is a movie.
Yep. It is a mess at one of the blue blood programs of college football. One of the programs that recruits
just
itself.
Bring back Coach Klein.
It recruits itself. Coach Klein, heck, you get Les Miles to do it yesterday. You just got to ask politely. Ed Orgeron, I think, has already stepped in and said, I'll do it.
Of course. That makes sense.
Well, that man opens his mouth and he just sounds like the Bayou, which is fantastic. He needs subtitles most of the time when he speaks, but he does sound like the Bayou. Whoever gets this LSU gig, you're going to have to turn it around somehow. And I don't know who the person is because I don't think it's a mess because LSU recruits itself. You're going to get all these kids from Texas and Louisiana, which are hotbeds for football, who have been wanting to play for LSU forever. They're going to get 4 and 5 stars rolling in the door because they're LSU. They were in the middle of recruiting when they fired Brian Kelly. They were doing recruiting visits. Like, whoever takes over this gig is going to be in really good shape. It's just, you got to get the house a little bit more in order than this, and then you can win titles. Every single coach besides Brian Kelly who's rolled in there has won titles.
What's Vicky Valancourt got to do with this? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What a bizarre story. So who ends up getting the job? That's the next question.
That's a really good question.
I mean, it still is
Lane
LSU.
Lane Kiffin is the one that I've seen floating around that a lot of people are saying that Lane Kiffin takes over this job. Out of Ole Miss there. I wonder if maybe they're going to try to get, like, it's LSU. They're going to get a name. I can't see them going to, like, you know, Lance Leipold, or I can't see them going to Eli Drinkwitz. I can't see them bringing in anybody like that. I think it's going to be a name.
Will they hire someone from north of the Mason-Dixon line?
I mean, the name that's getting floated, and he said no already, but it's still out there, is to bring back Nick Saban. That name has been floated out
there.
You think
he's going back?
Well, he already came out and said, I've been telling Jimmy Sexton, my agent, no, because if Miss Terry heard some of these numbers, she might think about it making me go back. So if Jimmy Sexton gets a direct line to Miss Terry, then we might have ourselves a reunion.
All right. That'll be interesting to see what happens at LSU. Let's come back. We're going to put a bow on the show. But I do want to talk a little bit about the passing of Nick Mangold, because it really was a story that just a really, really sad story that touched a lot of hearts. And I mean, it was to watch the NFL world last Sunday was interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, like some of the things that maybe try to find a way to, you know, celebrate his life. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back here in a second. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Obviously, you know, on Sunday or late Saturday, it was a tragedy when former Buckeye and New York Jet Nick Mangold passed away from kidney disease complications. He's just 41 years old. And, you know, anyone that's listened to this show for the last 14 years has always heard me end the show by saying, be a hero, be a real hero, be an organ donor. lifebank.org. And you know, I consistently do that in honor, and I say that because of my brother, who was a recipient of lungs. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. But, you know, I always cherish the moments that we got that extended his life out enough so that we, you know, had the opportunity to say goodbye because of a donor that we never met that lived in Cincinnati. And, you know, I've always thought about that. I think about that at the end of the show because, I mean, my brother was the world to me, and, you know, I think about that all the time. And so when Nick passed away this past weekend, Nick had asked on social media because he had chronic kidney disease, and I don't think a lot of people knew he had it since 2006, and he went to social media and was trying to get a kidney and to try to get kidney donations. So I just to maybe take the opportunity to talk a little bit more about, you know, LifeBank and some of the things that we talk about. Katie Payne is the CEO of LifeBank, and I'm sure Katie, and Katie's on the hotline. Katie, I'm sure that with Nick passing, it just brings more awareness to have people say yes when they're asked to be an organ tissue donor, you know, when they go to DMV. So I was just curious, with Nick passing away, I'm sure that the awareness has been brought to LifeBank's attention. And so it just cries out for the need of more donors, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Nick's story is all too common, with over 100,000 people on the national transplant waiting list.
Yeah.
Many of them end up not getting their life-saving organ. And so LifeBank's mission is to make sure that the community is aware of the opportunity to save lives, even in a moment of tragedy.
Yeah, I'm just, like, in this scenario, like, Nick's story is one of a million stories that have sat in the green chair that we've talked about over the years with LifeBank, too. Like, what happens there? Like, how does that happen for Nick and Nick's family? And how do we make sure that the opportunity is there for others that maybe need a kidney?
Yeah, unfortunately, the wait list continues to grow, but the donation numbers, though rising in the past couple of years, continue to struggle. So there are far more who are in need than those who are donating. So the way we can help Nick's family and many families like his is to become a donor. You can do that by registering at your local BMB, or you can go to lifebank.org, and in the top right-hand corner, you can register there to become a donor. And you can also talk to your family and friends. If you're uncomfortable being on the registry, let them know that that's your wish at the end of your life, is to go on and be a donor hero.
Yeah, I think about all the great things that LifeBank does, especially the walk out at Blossom, or, you know, and those. I mean, it's not an easy subject to talk about, but yet when you see a recipient's family, or you see a donor family that now sees a recipient family, it's just, it is this unbelievable, it's an unbelievable feeling when you see the people that have given back and these families, especially the recipients. I mean, it truly is an amazing event.
It really is. My brother was a tissue donor in 2004, and unfortunately, I've never met any of the many recipients that received his gift, but I know they're out there. And so even in October, which is the month that my brother died, I think about those people who are going on and living an improved life because of this awful thing that my family went through.
Mm. All right, Katie, what can we tell people? How do they get involved? And I think, the first thing I thought of when we heard about Nick's passing on Sunday was, how can we get more people to be involved? How can we get people to help and pay tribute to Nick by not letting what happened to him not happen to someone else, if that makes sense?
Absolutely. Well, we want to encourage everyone to go to lifebank.org. That's LifeBank.org. You can register there to become a donor, or you can even get involved, become a volunteer, help us educate the rest of the community about the opportunities for donation, and know that there is no maximum age, there is no health issue that could prevent you from becoming some type of donor. And if you have any questions, please reach out to LifeBank so that we can help you get the resources you need to understand your options.
Katie Payne, CEO of LifeBank. Katie, thank you. I appreciate your time and making things easy for folks so they can try to understand, you know, what it's all about.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Katie.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit/bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.